Don't mess with the Hosk. The Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ. Making business happen on News Talk ZB.
We're into it Thursday morning, 7 past 7. It's been revealed under the Official Information Act what the government has been told by their science advisor about a potential sugar tax. The government conclusion is a sugar tax would cut consumption, generate millions in revenue and save lives. So is a tax on the way? Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative, Eric Crampton's back with us. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The report seems unequivocal. Do you doubt it?
Oh, a little bit. It's less of a report and more of a two-page set of bullet points from the chief science officer over at the Ministry of Health. So this came out in February of 2018, or at least that's the date that's on the thing that was released by OIA. And he goes through Dr. Potter's views on sugar taxes and why he thinks they'd be a wonderful thing. There's a few things missing in it, though. First up, he notes a lot of cases recent studies have shown in place X. There's no citations through it, so it's hard to tell how much of this is new work and how much of it was his different take on a prior study that was done at the Ministry of Health. But more interesting was that he doesn't mention that the Ministry of Health had commissioned in 2017 a very comprehensive review of the entire literature on sugar taxes. So in August 2017, NZIER had produced a report for the Ministry of Health that went through all the prior 5 years' worth of peer-reviewed journal articles that had covered sugar taxes and their effects on consumption and on health. That review was pretty scathing about sugar taxes, said that most studies are conducted badly. The ones that are conducted well find effects that are too small to plausibly affect health outcomes. Mm. The ministry sat on that report until I pushed them later in the year under the Official Information Act to get that. It was released in January of 2018. And the chief science officer, in his memo to the prime minister, doesn't even mention that this report exists. So how does that happen, right? You're the chief science officer at a ministry. They just commissioned a massive study looking at the effect of sugar taxes. And when you tell the prime minister your views on sugar taxes, you don't even mention that this report exists?
What this poor report... No, that is weird. But he does say in this report, it'll save 50 lives, $6 million in health costs, and $40 million will be raised in tax. Where's he get that from?
Oh, well, he would have been pulling out of some estimates from who knows which of the studies, because he doesn't provide any kind of referencing through it. It's not a report. It's a two-page memo of his observations on sugar taxes and his best guess.
So do you reckon, he's changed his mind, or do you reckon he's been told to change his mind?
No. Potter always supported sugar taxes. So within the Ministry of Health, there's a bit of a disjointed view. If you look at the work that is coming out from The Economist at the Ministry of Health that were revealed under OIA, and the report that is commissioned by economists by the Ministry of Health, they were all very skeptical about the effects of a tax on this. And you should probably be listening to economists when you're thinking about tax.
Yeah.
Potter had done a report that was released in that bundle of OIA documents where he was giving his views on sugar taxes. And it was really fun watching the back and forth and the correspondence in the Official Information Act, because he was fundamentally misunderstanding some of the economic evidence. And then you had letters going from other people in the Ministry of Health pleading with this academic economist to dumb things down sufficiently for him to understand it. Or at least that is how I read it. Maybe other people would read it differently. But he seemed to be misunderstanding some fundamental points around some of these estimates. I would be pretty skeptical about anything coming from him on the effects of tax.
Good insight, Eric. Appreciate it as always. Eric Crampton, Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative. We'll follow this one up 7:10. Hosking.